line by Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. Galen, first off, tell me how you're feeling. Boy, I feel like that game, it goes up, your emotions up and down. I know you try not to, right? Stay even keel, but it felt like that game back and forth. They score four straight. You guys stay in it, goes to overtime. They have all those chances. Pine makes some saves. You guys win in the end. How are you feeling right now? How is the team feeling after an exciting back and forth game?
Pretty good. Nathan, like, obviously we're, you know, as coaches, I think our nerves are a little bit wrecked, and, you know, the players are definitely gassed. They put it all out there. Really good start for us. And then, you know, like you mentioned, they came back and, you know, we stuck with it. And then, you know, you got to give credit where credit's due. And Pine was just incredible tonight.
Yeah, he seemed to have to step. I mean, that second period is kind of when it started, but then they kept pouring it on to the third, and then in the overtime, those back-to-back saves. I mean, it's obviously great to get that kind of goaltending, but just from a coaching side of things, can you explain what it is exactly where Kamloops seemed to be? They just put on that pressure, and they just kept it up, right? Like, what did you see second period, third period, in terms of how much they were playing in your zone? Like, what were they doing that was causing some trouble, the Blazers spending a lot of time in the D zone?
Well, they were forechecking really hard. They, you know, I think they adjusted on their forecheck. They were sending two guys pretty hard. And at times we were, you know, whether it caught us off guard, we were kind of chucking pucks, you know, up the wall where our winger wasn't quite ready, you know, instead of kind of taking that pressure and absorbing it and maybe finding a better player going to the weak side. So we did make that adjustment in the third, and I think it helped a lot.
Now, that being said, obviously, do you feel there's something about the resiliency of this club? Like, even last night, I know you don't win, but you're down and you're back within one. You're down by two, you're back within one. You're down by two again. You not going away, shorthanded goal, like with under 2 minutes to go, and you're still scoring and making things interesting. And the unwillingness to go away easy, what is it about this group in your eyes? Is it something that you've seen before? It seems special, I feel like, the group unwillingness to make it easy on the other team. They just don't go away.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, we preached from day one, and Parker's had that message, you know, resiliency and be brave in those moments, right? Like, you know, showing the resiliency to, you know, get down by a few, or they come get four straight, and then us sticking with it and showing the resiliency to stick to our game, and you know, having a troubled second, but then coming out, you know, solid in the third and sticking to our game, like I mentioned. And, you know, at the end of the day, it is just being brave, making those big plays in big moments.
Talking about in big moments, how about Leonardo Domenichelli? I mean, coming down that right wing, yeah, it's a period that maybe the team, it hasn't been at their best, but 4-3. And he gets, what a time to get your first Western Hockey League goal. Just talk to me about the bench reaction when he scored to tie things up 4-4.
Yeah, I think it was one of the happiest the bench, you know, had been. And awesome. Like, Dom is a hardworking player. And, you know, to see him get rewarded and get an awesome goal like that, you know, he just took a shot and roofed it. And, you know, I think the other play that, you know, the bench also ignited for was his block shot at the end. So,
yeah,
like that, you know, is just incredible by him tonight.
Yeah, right at the buzzer, blocking a shot to make sure things went beyond 60 minutes. Of course, the Giants then winning in overtime. What in your mind about Ty Haliburta? What stands out to you the most about his game? I know he gets the winner, but he takes 33 faceoffs tonight. It seems like he has to be leaned upon to do that. On a night where, of course, no Aaron Obabifo, who has also been playing center recently. But what stands out to you the most about the play from number 7 for the Vancouver Giants?
I think it's just his calm demeanor. You know, he is a leader, obviously, for this team. And, you know, not a natural centerman. So, like, got to give him a lot of credit for learning that, you know, that art. And, you know, the guys wasting working on him a lot with the draws. And so he's taken that on. And then, you know, as far as his, just his like play in the middle, like his routes and his, you know, supporting the D-man on breakouts and exits, just like he's had to, you know, learn a lot and in a short time, and he's done an incredible job with it.
And Cameron Schmidt, 6-game point streak now for him. We know what he can do from the right circle, but what about the other parts of Cameron Schmidt's game? He gets a primary assist on the overtime winner, 3-on-3. He's obviously dangerous. But, again, Cameron Schmidt recently, have you seen an extra jump in his step during this current six-game point streak where he has 13 points and he's now top three in league scoring?
Yeah, he's Schmidt, like, such a good skater, like, explosive. And, you know, he can create separation with anybody, you know, anybody in this league. And it's great to see him, you know, obviously get rewarded on a score sheet. And, you know, he's really kind of buying into the structure and putting himself in situations to support his teammates. And, you know, just a great player. And, you know, he keeps building his game with us. And it's good to see.
Thanks so much for the time, Galen. Enjoy this, but obviously right back at it again tomorrow. I'm sure you guys will be ready for round two, Giants and Blazers tomorrow. Thanks so much, Galen.
All right. Thanks, Nate.
There was Giants assistant coach Galen Patterson. It was a 5-4 overtime win tonight. We got to the BMO 3 Stars right before we heard from